This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez, filling in for Vic Vella. Hundreds of people gathered in Denver's Cheeseman Park Saturday to celebrate President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. Maggie Martinez says it's powerful to see a woman role model in the White House.
It's about time, especially for a black woman being in office. I'm really happy for our country to have representation like that. I'm ecstatic. It's a great day.
Harris is the first black and South Asian person and the first woman to be vice president-elect in U.S. history. President Trump supporters also took to the streets in Denver and Colorado Springs, asking the president to continue to fight the election results. Denver's new restrictions on late-night gatherings go into effect tonight. The city says residents should be home by 10 p.m. and that restaurants and bars must also close by that time. Bob McDonald directs Denver's public health department.
The order is in place so that we have some tools to address the most egregious violations, but we're not out actively going door to door to make sure that everybody is complying.
Violations of Denver's public health orders can result in a fine of nearly $1,000 and up to 300 days in jail. Denver's new order also bans recreational sports, including organized adult and youth leagues. Spectators can no longer attend high school games. Up to five people can still gather during the day and before 10 p.m., as long as they're from no more than two households. The new rules will last 30 days. 64 degrees for Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.